Radio Sessions Over Tea. A podcast like no other. With your host,
the tea is pouring.
Grand Gus.
Tea is pouring.
And Agent Gibb.
Tea is pouring. Tea is pouring.
Radio Sessions Over Tea.
You're listening to Radio Sessions Over Tea. I'm Grand Gus.
And I'm Agent Gibb.
Right now it is 19 degrees. Very overcast, cloudy. We've had a bit of sunshine peering through, but it's kind of just been mostly that, really.
And it's just the weather being weird again.
Yeah, exactly. So before we get right into our catch-up, Agent Gibb has got a life-changing big announcement happening for him. So without further ado, I'll let Agent Gibb take it away.
Thank you, Grand Gus. Recently, I just got offered a full-time position in software engineering in Canberra.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I just thought that the opportunity was just too good for me to refuse. So in about 3 weeks from now, I'll be moving over to Canberra. And since that's the case, this will be the final episode of Radio Sessions Over Tea.
My goodness, well, you've got definitely a big opportunity coming ahead for yourself there, Agent Gibb.
I know, and you know, as sad as I am to have to let this series finish up, as the few sayings go, change is inevitable and all good things have to come to an end.
Oh, indeed it is, and we've had such a journey together doing these past 18 episodes together, including this one.
But not to worry, though, because we intend to finish off this series with as much of a bang as we can.
So we can't wait to get cracking on with the rest of our catch-up.
Exactly. So now with that announcement out of the way, let's get on to catching up with one another, because it's actually been a bit of a 2.5 month hiatus, I think it is.
Yeah, and we're so sorry that it's been such a little bit since our last one in February, but lots happened. Well, as we just heard, the big news with Agent Gibb.
Grand Gus, do you want to go first?
Okay, I'll be glad to go first. So what I've been doing since February, well, I know the first thing I did was get the booster shot, which I must admit I got very, very not well for that, which was about a week until I started recovering. And then basically, what have I done? Just trying to get myself healthier and get in a good mindset. I have lost officially under 100 kilos now, which I'm very happy with the process. Just mostly also just focusing on my channel a little bit more, figuring out what I want to do on there. And apart from all that, just a few other things, milestones. Actually, me and my partner just celebrate our 6th anniversary, which is very exciting. And basically, that's about it. I think there might have been more, but I can't really remember quite a bit of it. But that's sort of a quick what I have done in those 2.5 months.
Fair enough.
What about you, Agent Gibb?
Well, I've been on quite the roller coaster. You know, besides that announcement that I just made earlier, I've been through COVID. I've had to quit my job, and at the moment, I've just been preparing to, you know, head out of the Central Coast.
You know, off to a new journey for yourself.
Yep. You know, it's a new chapter in my life, and I'm nervous, but I'm also just very excited to move on to this next part.
Oh, well, we're all absolutely rooting for you and looking forward to where that goes for you. Now that we got our final last catch-up out of the way, it's now time to the segment you all love the most for the final time.
T-Fest! I'll be testing a botanical tropical mango tea, which is made by Good Earth. So I'll give you a brief history about the company. So Good Earth was founded in 1972 under the name Marley Herb Company, and was one of the first American herbal tea companies during the early 1970s. And it was also originally based in Santa Cruz, California. It started developing trademark teas in the late 1970s, and eventually they launched them in teabag form to the Californian grocery market in 1988. The company has since relocated to New Jersey and has evolved to include a wide range of teas with natural ingredients that span all sorts of varietals, herbs, botanicals, and flavors. The packaging showcases artwork of mango pieces covered in leaves with a hummingbird overlooking the scene. It also describes itself as having 15 biodegradable tea bags. The company advertises that they are eco-friendly and that they are a part of a network of like-minded individuals, businesses, and communities that are working together to protect the future of Earth, which I think is absolutely amazing. The ingredients include apple, carrot, sweet blackberry leaves, moringa, red rose petals, green tea, mango pieces, and natural lemon flavoring. And there aren't a lot of health benefits that I could find while I was doing my research, but mostly the benefits center around its rich source of essential vitamins and minerals, which specifically focus on the mobilization of stored visceral fat, which would benefit those with high blood pressure or cholesterol. Without further ado, I'm about to taste this final tea. So, into the breach. It has a very sweet flavor, I think. Yeah, I can feel the tanginess of the mango, and the aftertaste feels very dark as well.
Wow, I think that's quite fascinating you say that, because earlier I tried it myself and I think I could only get one ingredient, but I think I did feel quite a very light taste, which is very good. I think in that aspect of it, I suppose the ingredients maybe are relying on a one ingredient.
I'm wondering if the initial taste is tropical and then the aftertaste is mango. I'm still trying to figure that out while I'm tasting it.
Yeah, it feels like a mystery.
Yeah, I agree. I think it does.
Yeah. Well, I know with the satchel, when you smelt the satchel, your personal input, what did you smell comparing this now sipping the tea yourself?
I was actually very surprised. I mean, the satchel smelled dark, but when I actually tasted the tea, it's light.
And that's what I think. It had a sweet taste too.
Exactly.
Comparing to the
sweet and tangy, yeah.
With the sipping of it.
All in all, I classify this tea as a mystery, but a pleasant one at that.
I think so too, but it's packs a very powerful one ingredient.
A tropical punch.
From my opinion anyways, yeah. But your opinion, of course.
Yeah, a tropical punch, as they say. Okay, so that's my tea out of the way. Grand Gus, what do you have for your tea?
As sad as it come, this is the very last final Grand Gus tea. And for the final tea, you're wondering, what have I got today? I have got, if I say in a very French accent...
This will be good.
Madame Flavor with green jasmine and pear flavor.
He's got a little bit of it, right?
Si. Now you're wondering what this Madame Flavor tastes like. We're going a bit Italian / French, but we'll work with it. Okay. Founded in 2007 by Corinne Noyes, a young woman that pushed boundaries in marketing with tea, a passionate project of hers to surprise and delight tea drinkers. Her child, Sienna, was born after the company was funded, which she became inspiration to Corinne to slow down, ground herself, and look onwards with the company. She brings together natural ingredients into delicious combinations, as well as adding small, gentle touches to her packaging, satchels, and everything that the company offers. Located in Melbourne, Australia, where Corinne Homestay is, she also runs a business there too. She also builds a long-term relationship with her people all over the world, but her fresh ingredients are mostly from Sri Lanka and China. Corinne's supplier is located in Osaka, Japan, which produce 100% plant-based Green Plus certified biodegradable materials, which Corrine continues to work with today. Her company is certified with Rainforest Alliance, which recently developed the granting of carbon insert certification to their packer in Sri Lanka. The packaging is a green gradient colour with black in it. Front shows a black coloured hand holding the string of the tea with a black mug with an Asian pattern on it. Says there are 18 tea pyramid bags in box with top box saying made with love, as well as saying finest quality teas with the initials MF. One side explains the backstory of how her story with the company began, as well as her travel story in different countries with a dragonfly on top left of box. Back of box shows old photograph of Corrine's mother Mimi and another inside of Paris with a backstory of her and her mother having their first classic tea together. As well as happily wandering the streets of Corrine's childhood that she took a moment to stop and watch the world go by. It also mentions to check out their website where if you buy the tea product, they will give you a cap to someone who really needs it. To brew, place pyramid tea bag in cup of hot water and infuse for 2 minutes. As you inhale, the aromas and anticipate that first sip. Lastly, their company name on bottom of box is trademarked and says the leaf tea are imported from China but packed in Sri Lanka. And their business originates from Victoria, Australia, in which their tea bags and packaging are recyclable and compostable. Now, I was able to find a few health benefits with this specific tea, and it mentions that it's very relaxing, helps with mental health, and it's really low in calories.
Mm.
The review they mention about this tea is that it mentions the blend smooth tea full of health-giving properties with a cool twist. It's the perfect taste to bring you back to health. The ingredients, there's actually only three to make such a beautiful tea by the looks of it stand out. So all they've really got in here is small farmer-grown green leaf teas, jasmine flowers, and natural pear. Those combinations you don't really hear a lot of ingredients.
No wonder I felt detoxified when I tried it.
I think it's going to be a very jam-packed flavor with just small bites of just a few flavors of ingredients in them. This is the sad moment, but exciting to try my very last tea. Okay, when I just got that aroma, I don't know if I'm tasting pear, but I'm definitely tasting jasmine flowers 100% in this, mostly than the other two. The green leaf in it, I feel like it's not
as strong.
Yeah. I think it's a very dominating with the jasmine flowers, I reckon.
Yeah, I kind of sense that jasmine was more overpowering when I tried it. Rangus, when you smelled the sachet, what was the difference between the satchel and the actual tea itself?
Well, this is actually the first time I'm actually really getting a grasp of the satchel and between the sip and that. I can definitely... Yeah, I'm not getting any pear. But mostly, again, the jasmine. I think it's really impacted this tea quite a lot more than the other two ingredients. But I don't know if the leaf tea has an actual smell to it compared to the other two. I will actually give a little interesting fact about this tea. When you get the mosaic flavor, you actually get an origami piece of paper, which first time opening the box, I was actually really surprised in how amazing they were able to add something extra into it, which is pretty cool. You get this origami collection, and it's got instructions that you can figure out how to fold it and stuff.
That's awesome. I don't really know a lot of teas that do something like that.
No, it's very surprising that a tea company thought of like adding a little extra into it.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the bag that the sachets are in too, and I love the leaf patterns on it. What do you think of that, Agent Gibb? Doesn't it just look fascinating to the eye?
Yeah, just the fact that they give so much care to it is surprising.
Now that we're just drinking our teas, it's time for the final time, our ratings.
All right. For me, I think I will give this a 9 out of 10.
Oh, high level, okay.
Because, you know, the tea itself is a mystery and mysteries are very intriguing. And also, I like the taste of it. I like the initial tropical taste that you get and also the aftertaste of the mango.
Fascinating.
So, 9 out of 10 for me. What about you?
If I have to give it a rating out of 10, I'm not one of my favourites, I don't think. Probably, based on everything I've tasted, probably maybe a 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10?
Reasons behind that is, I do like how they've added an origami collection paper, which I think is fantastic. The packaging look, I love the packaging. It comes down for me, the flavour and what I think of the satchel bag a little bit, and I was very disappointed that... I mean, jasmine's very an interesting taste, but it wasn't just to my aspect of cup of tea, but it might be for you guys at home. So I think, apart from everything, I think 6 out of 10.
Okay.
For our final ratings.
There we go. Now that we've tasted and tested our teas for the final time, let's now move on to our next segment called...
Topics.
I know we've mentioned this plenty of times throughout this episode, but since this is the final one, I think it only fitting that we just talk about the series as a whole, you know, where it began, the whole structure and process behind it, and just how it's changed us as podcasters and as people.
As well as, if we remember anything in the moment, maybe some funny behind the scenes stuff that you guys didn't exactly know that we're going to tell you in this episode is too.
I think he'll probably remember more about it than I will.
So, I guess we'll start off how it all got created, Radio Sessions Over Tea.
I think it was you, Grangus, that came up with the idea of both of us doing a podcast.
What I remember from the starting is, I think we were chatting, and what I mean by that is, I think you wanted to approach me face to face about this new concept idea.
Yeah.
With podcasting, I remember it like it was yesterday. We were at your old house, sitting in the lounge room, and you were telling me, I really want to do this thing where we would react to teas and do different topics. Are you interested in doing something like that? At first, I was really like, wow, this is probably the coolest thing that you thought of ever, because we're now going to be able to take an in-depth thing about tea companies and the teas itself and give you guys different each topic. So I was very over the moon.
I think he came up with the idea for the podcast and I came up with the concept.
Now, speaking of the concept, I suppose you're all probably wondering, how did the name Radio Sessions Over Tea came about? Now, I don't really remember too much. Do you know how...
We threw a lot of names around, but we didn't really think any of them were good enough.
Yeah,
They just didn't really click.
They didn't click. I think we had an epiphany moment. I think radio is basically like what we're doing now, talking... And without showing our faces.
Yeah, in sessions, because it's usually around 30 or so minutes.
And with tea,
it's over tea, because we're actually doing something over tea.
Exactly right, with my slip of the tongue there. But I think it's really great that we were able to add over tea to really expand with the name. And I think even the initials R-S-O-T.
R-S-O-T, yeah.
R-S-O-T.
So... Yeah. While the name wasn't very flashy, I think it was pretty straightforward.
I think it gave what we were doing and what we're explaining in each episode. And I'm so glad we picked a perfect name by the end of it.
Exactly. Moving on to the process of how we structure each episode. We did throw some ideas around and, you know, few of them were scrapped. But eventually we just chose a structure where we just talk about where we are, what we did since the last episode, tea testing, and then topic, and then finish it up with a quote.
And that first episode was quite interesting. We weren't too sure what we were going to do. And then I think we came into play a Q&A, probably start us off very well. And I remember, like it was yesterday, we had 7 questions. I think we answered each other. And basically, we just gave it our all. I remember being very, extremely nervous.
Yes, same.
For that first episode. What about yourself?
Yeah, I think it was a good idea to do a Q&A first because, you know, we were both amateurs at the very beginning. So we figured...
Exactly.
We just choose something that was easy and not something to mull over too much.
And I think the great thing about it is that you were able to learn us a little bit more, what we were actually wanting to do from that first episode. So it was quite nice to, even though we were very nervous, I think we did a very, very good job in our first episode. And the first drinks, do you remember? I think the first tea I had was popping pomegranate tea too.
And I think mine was just a natural green tea.
I think the first flavor of that tea was very interesting. I remember it being very sweet, but I think it had a very intense flavor to it that I think it was very... enjoyable.
I try green tea first because it was usually my go-to whenever I was feeling stressed out from work and anything else. I remember it having a very herbal type of flavor and, you know, it had a lot of antioxidants in it. And I just remember feeling detoxified after each sip.
And green tea is like that, isn't it? Very relaxing and very helping with your digestive and body system and all that.
But ever since that first episode, it's just been one step into a larger world.
And hasn't it just? We've come across multiple times. I think overall through the series, I believe we've drinking about 40 teas in total.
We looked it up in the emails that we've been sending back and forth to one another. And it's at least 40 teas.
Individually, in total for both us, 18. And that's 18 teas that have been interesting, exciting, not so great taste.
it's been a mixture of things.
But I think the experience of trying and the companies, I'm so glad we were able to support the companies through those 18 episodes.
Yeah.
And how well they were to make those incredible combinations that we have tried over the past 3 seasons.
Yeah, and it's just been amazing to find people who have the same passions as us and, you know, sharing it through business, through, you know, shops, just... Yeah, and it's been interesting to hear about so many other people's stories.
I think it's fantastic that we were giving an opportunity to give it a go, see if we liked it or not, and betray our opinions. And I think the main focus of this is definitely the tea sections and figuring out what we interact with in our ratings. So I think it was good that we were able to add... Because the ratings sort of came a little bit later in the series, if I remember correctly. So
I think so.
Yeah, so it was definitely a nice addition to able to give a reaction of how what we truly thought of the teas, which was pretty cool.
So I think we've explained the process all right, don't you think, Gringus?
I believe so. I think I would like to begin discussing behind the scenes, what makes the episodes, how do we start them, what goes into them. I think basically what we do, we try to do our best for starters to do them as monthly as possible. Sometimes we get a bit delayed with the time and...
Because of life
and behind the scenes, a lot going on, literally whether it's projects or family reasons or any other reasons, we would definitely keep you all in the loop what was going on in those times. And how would we start the behind the scenes?
The process is that when we're researching teas, we usually just look up the company, its history. We look up the health benefits of the tea, which I'm sure you already know about. It's usually a long, grueling process because it takes a lot of research, and I will admit, it does do your head in at times.
It does do your head in, but I think behind the scenes, after when we've recorded an episode, we really, truly enjoyed the accomplishment of what was said. I'll give a little quick process of how it usually goes. So what me and AJ give, we firstly find a good date to do it. During that time, we find ourselves a team, if we've got the time. If not, we get it on the day of the recording of the episode. Mm. We go to our supermarkets here in Australia, or we actually go into an actual tea company itself to find a good tea. We smell some, we have a look at the packaging. I know T2 in particular used to have, well, they still have samples in their stores, and I used to do that when, like 2 years ago, a year ago. And if I like the taste, I'll bring it on and then I'll react to it. So that's basically with the tea side of it. Now, the whole process is we actually write in books what we say, who's going to say what, the scripting and all that, which at times we get a bit over top with each other, who's saying what at times.
Yeah, we have a few disagreements here and there, but you know, that's natural during a collaboration.
Absolutely. We want to both come together at both together to know that, okay, we're happy with what we're saying in the moment. Mm. So once we got, basically, we get the scripting, who's saying what. At the beginning, it wasn't like that. I know recently, probably the last year to now, we sort of script about what we're saying here, here and that. But the first few episodes, I think we're just very...
I think we freestyled it mostly.
A little bit. And you can hear in those early episodes, we were trying to figure out like the get into a good routine.
Yes.
In that aspect. And then coming to now, we've now sort of got so in somewhat confident to know what we're saying.
Yeah.
Something like that. So once we got the schedule of who's saying what, we begin writing down basically the music we pick. At the beginning, we didn't really have...
And the quotes we choose as well.
Yeah, the quotes we did choose alongside with the haiku we just recently added into the series as well. Mm. Now, the music side of it, at first we were actually using a lot of YouTube library music. Then Agent Gibb with his piano recorded a few on his old keyboard that you had.
Mm.
And so we did add a few, if I remember from early episodes, we used quite a few of your piano music at the beginning.
A few times, yes.
And then eventually we got mentioned by two artists that they were saying we were more than happy to use their songs. And even bigger with one in particular using the segment that you all know through these episodes. So basically, after we picked the song, particularly the topic one, we still sort of use YouTube library music, but the outro and the intro are basically what you guys hear from those two artists that we choose. We'd like to change it up a little bit in that aspect. Then we pick the category, what we're going to say, what we're going to like do, and bring a backstory into those, plus mental health and nature, as we have said quite a bit in this.
Surprised no one's done a compilation of that yet.
Nature. Then after that, we get into the writing, what we're going to say. We like to do a bit of dot pointing. I know at the beginning, we never did that at first. And then I think the more recent episodes as they come by,
we gradually incorporated that into our process just to make things a bit more simpler.
And both of us having Asperger's, we tend to sort of at times either get distracted or kind of forget what we're saying.
Or stutter through the whole thing, yeah.
So it's really helpful on us, our end, to actually give you guys the topic segments that we present to you through each episode. Then it's basically the researching of the tea itself. What we find, how I usually do it, is I do it in categories. So basically, I do the company, I do packaging, I do health benefits, review in ingredients.
Yes.
Agent Gibb, did you want to tell us your process of how you do your researching with the tea?
I usually make mine pretty brief, as I'm sure you all know. I only just focus on the more important parts of it. So I just write the important parts down and then I just tell it as it is.
We basically try and soak in as much as the company as well as the tea as best as we can. So that way you really get an extent in depth history about those companies, because without the tea, you're basically not knowing what the company's about. And I know, as I keep saying, early set episodes, we actually never really got to bring the companies until we sort of midway thought of like, you know what, we should be doing more. Maybe we need to be adding more the company into it as well a little bit so people can get a little back history.
Yeah, and you know, without the knowledge, there wouldn't be a series.
Exactly. And then how would you know the tea, the ingredients they picked, the health benefits and all this other behind the scenes stuff?
Yeah, how to keep people engaged.
Exactly. So without further ado, basically, once we've got all that written down of the knowledge and stuff, it's basically recording. Now, you're all wondering what recording process. The beginning of earlier episodes, we used a microphone that would attach to my phone. all recordings have come through my phone and I just tap the record button and then away we go.
We did have some problems with it though, especially when we were outside, because I think the microphone had a casing on top of it.
When we were outside for those episodes, it would crackle at times. And then we thought, okay, what happens if we take the wind cover thing off to fix the problem? Sometimes it was all right. Sometimes it kept crackling a bit.
Eventually, though, we just decided to ditch the microphone altogether and just record from the phone.
And we found that it actually helped quite a lot more. Even we've actually not had a microphone, even when we went to Agent Gibbs' house, where we were sitting out the back. And we were very lucky when I overheard it again, that there were, it wasn't too bad. You could still hear each other's voices. So it all worked out very well in the end of it for that section. Once we've recorded an episode, basically we're in a way, we're like, yay, and all this stuff. We're finish off our teas. We actually have quite a bit of satchels, but what we do, we half the satchels and we both give each other's teas.
Yeah, to have later on.
I will say when it was COVID period, I think there was two episodes where we had to be on a computer when we had to video chat.
Yes.
As well, that bit as well, because we couldn't be together in those times. I think that was last year when that was happening.
Mm.
So after when all that's happening, it basically goes into my hands. I edit it up. Takes me roughly, I think, 4 to 5 hours to produce and cut off the gaps, the slurring of words, the ums, the stutters and all that stuff.
There were a lot of slip-ups through the recording process.
If I remember the first episode, we were like saying to ourselves, should we include saying that we're going to be nervous and all that?
And be honest about the struggle, yeah.
I do remember that a little bit we talked about, but I said later on, I think, or we both mentioned, like, you know, maybe we should just be natural. We shouldn't really, I don't know, mention that. Because, you know, we did the best we could.
And we were just starting out, so
We're doing the best we achieve in those episodes in the time.
Exactly.
It basically takes me 4 to 5 hours, and it's literally uploaded the next day after the episode.
Mm.
So that's a very, I would call it maybe a roughly quick point of how these episodes go. I do apologize if I was going really, really fast for those sections.
Now that we've discussed the full process, I think it's time for us to explain how this series has helped us and developed us, you know, not just podcasters, but as people. Grant Gus, how do you think this series has developed you as a person?
I think I definitely noticed my confidence level, even though when there's been days where we've, like when we've been, haven't been done it for a few months or a month or so, there have been times where I've been rusty, but I think my confidence has definitely changed over the episodes.
Yes.
And I find also that I think knowing you, even actually, will we, this year it's our 20th, being friends, but I think knowing you a little bit more in the aspect of through this journey process too. What about you, Agent Gibb? I should ask you the same question. Like, how much has your progression from episode one through to this episode?
I went into the series not really expecting much from it, but I think the series has definitely instilled discipline in me.
Yeah, and I think a lot more knowledge I would like to add too, I reckon.
Yeah, and you know, it's also encouraged me to challenge my mind in ways in that it's never been challenged before.
I think we've made some pretty interesting, funny quotes, and also I think we've really got to see the inside of figuring out what to say in topics a little bit, because I felt like we were...
Yeah. I'm still thinking of other ways in which the series has helped me. While I do still stutter sometimes, I think it's happened less throughout the course of the series. And I think it's also taught me the importance of building a rapport with someone that you're actually doing a collaboration with.
I think I've definitely seen that a lot. I think, I mean, nothing to wrong with you stuttering, so it's part of who you are. I think you've definitely outgrown and changed as a human being to being where you are, as well as when you've mentioned all those times with mental health. I think I can see a lot more happiness with you when you're really focusing, talking about the conversations and the teas.
Yeah.
So I think I definitely see that in you, the change.
So now that we've narrowed that down, I think there are a few funny memories that I think Grant Gus would like to catch up on.
I feel like that I can remember a few from 1 to 18. I think the beginning, I think behind the scenes, not a lot of you guys know that it's a few. There was a change of the teapot sound. You probably noticed it in the recent episodes, and there's a reason behind that. When I was editing the tea sound noise when we got into Tea Fest, basically what happened was it just wasn't working on my Mac Pro editing software. It just wouldn't fit in there anymore. I'm not sure why it stopped doing that. So I had to completely get a whole new tea sound, which I had to look through YouTube and found, lucky I found one that sounded the criterion. What else do I remember? I know we were cracking up over the episodes, like, oh, I can't believe I said that in an episode, or I said this in an episode. There was a lot of giggling behind the scenes.
I especially remember the blooper one that we did. I think we had chips at that time.
Oh, my chips. Gosh. I still crack up to this day while eating a good bag of Smith chips. And I remember Agent Gibb going, salty, what else?
Oh. I think I'm going to have a good crack up after this.
Oh my gosh. And what else do I remember? Oh, there's just so many countless fun moments that happen. I know that we eventually had a third member joining us. Now, we won't get into too much detail, but he left on terms, I suppose, in the moment in time. Because I don't know if a lot of people were asking what happened to the third member of Radio Sessions Over Tea.
I think it happened last year.
Yeah, it happened basically nearly a year ago. Look, we won't reveal too much, but what we can roughly tell you is we know that he was on a journey in the time and...
Yeah, he was on his own path and we just had to accept it.
Yeah, we just had to accept that he was trying to figure out what he wanted to do next.
Yeah.
And I think we'll be leaving it...
Yeah,
with that person. But on the highlights and low times, I know that I was struggling to make ends meet when it came to topics a little bit. I know that before we came on, we would always, like, you know... did a bit of stuff up or slow words because we were trying to figure out what we were saying. I will say this little fact, we actually try and plan what we're saying each segment before we record. So we do a few practice runs so we know what we're saying and we know how we're going to start the episode. So we're not like going, oh my God, what did we say after when we've said this? So Agent Gibb, is there anything else that you remember?
I just remember the challenging parts of the podcast as much as I remember the laughs that we had.
There were so many, wasn't there?
You know, we were on the spot when we were doing the recording sessions and there had to be moments where we had to really think fast and...
Oh, absolutely. And I think this is what's grown us to make our friendship step up really well is the collaboration of when we know when to let someone speak.
Yeah, and also to encourage each other to boost each other's confidence.
And it's so fantastic. If you have that one friendship with someone out there that you can collab with and do something as what we have done, you've definitely accomplished as friends, bringing that to the next level. And I think it's great we were able to help each other out through these past 18 episodes. If we knew we were falling down or we were not sure what to say in a specific part.
Yeah, and just the changes that we've made to not just ourselves, but to each other, it still baffles me to this day.
I think it's, as I mentioned a few times, the confidence again has been incredible just to see how far we've come from that very first episode.
Exactly. Well, can't believe I'm actually going to say that that's all the time that we have. I'm sorry, we're both pretty speechless at the moment. I mean, it just feels very surreal.
Well, it has been. I know I've said it quite a few times in this episode. I think it's been a very life-changing experience. I think the experience I will leave behind with this series is I think I'm definitely going to enjoy looking back at some of the teas and catching up on the episodes again with actually getting some of those throwback teas and drinking them in my own leisurely time and also crack up and laugh at all the fun times we did actually have on the series.
Yeah, it's a pretty bittersweet moment we're having right now. I mean, we're sad that it's ending, but we're also glad that it happened.
Yeah, it's very speechless right now.
No, we're trying hard not to zone out.
It's a good feeling knowing we left this fantastic Radio Sessions Over Tea series on a very happy high note, that we can look back and go, we can be proud that we accomplished such a great place like this, to just really talk, tease, chat with your friend, talk about the different topics, and just have fun.
And it feels amazing to know that years from now we'll be looking back on this and thinking, we did it. We pushed ourselves out of our comfort zones and we created something that we wanted to share with everyone.
I couldn't agree with you any more than just pushing out those boundaries and just see where it goes next.
Exactly.
I would like to say a big, massive thank you for Daniel Turner and Michelle Giacobbe for giving us such amazing songs and incredible segment, including with Daniel Turner's Put the Kettle On, Tea's Pouring.
Yeah, just the fact that they willingly contributed their creations to our series is just amazing in and of itself.
I'm amazed. When we first started, we had no, I would call them, sponsorships or anybody being supportive of the series, but it's just come a long way that we had people to come on and feature their content.
So thank you, Daniel Turner and Michelle Giacobbe. Your contributions have not gone unappreciated, I can guarantee you that.
We also like to give a side mention and thank you to Samiri as well for that one episode. She gave us this cool quote for an episode. So thank you, Samiri, for that.
But more importantly, thank all of you, the viewers. I mean, we started off this series as like an outlet to project and present ourselves. But as the series evolved, we started doing just more episodes for you. We wanted to share our passions and aspects of ourselves with all of you. So thank you very much.
Just even internationally overseas, we look at the app through Anchor and we saw all the different countries. We were mind blown in early seasons too that other countries were watching us.
Yeah, our minds are still blown to this day.
I think it's incredible that we were very uplifting, inspirational to a lot of people. I know for both of us, we got a lot of different messages from everyone. Thank you so much. It's made my day. I've had a down day, but I watched your podcast episodes and you really lift me up from the darkness that I'm in. So we also thank you for those behind the scenes messages. And without you guys, we would have never been where we were and still are today with this series. It's amazing.
Sorry, I didn't know that part. I'm starting to get misty-eyed at the moment.
Oh, I know. It's I know I'm definitely going to cry here because I think it's
yeah, it's just been an amazing ride.
And I just want to say to Agent Gear, 20 years of friendship, and I'm so glad to have been participate with you for 3 seasons of knowing you a lot more, trying teas with you, and seeing a little bit more history of your lifetime and the places you want to go. And I'm very excited to see what the future holds next for you. So thank you for 20 years, and thank you for this spectacular, amazing grand finale.
Just thank you for 20 years of friendship. I honestly wouldn't have had it any other way. So okay, I wish I had plenty of opportunities to write haikus.
On a side of laughing note, haiku time.
Throughout this series. Haiku time. But I think this one that I've written pretty much sums up what's next for both of us, I think. So I'm just going to clear my throat here. And here goes nothing. A new beginning beckons you with open arms into the unknown. For the final time, you've been listening to
Radio Sessions Over Tea.
I'm Agent Gibb.
And I'm Graham Gass.
Thank you all so much for watching.
Thank you for everybody and Farewell.
We hope you enjoy.
See you on the flip side.
See you on the flip side.
Bye.